Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Easy by Just Brianna, the personal and business financial literacy podcast by your girl Just Brianna. Let's get into it.
It's easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on EBJV, the podcast. So on this third episode of the Quick and Easy series, My Young Entrepreneurs in the Making, I will be going over 10 financial terms every small business owner should know. Now, of course, as a small business owner, understanding basic financial terms can help you in so many ways. You're going to have to use these terms at some point to answer financial questions about your business. Now, whether that's with an investor or a potential partner, auditors, and your accountant. If you don't know these terms, learning them will make it so much easier for you to plan and understand your business financial future. So let's get straight into it. And we're going to start with gross margin. And gross margin is a term business owners use to track money spent against money earned. It's referred to as a percentage of your total revenue that ends up as a net income over a certain period of time, guys. So to give you an example, if your company revenue is $100,000 in one quarter and your gross margin is 25%, $25,000 is your net income, which is what's left after you subtract your direct cost. Profit margin is similar to gross margin, but profit margin is the percentage of your total revenue you keep as profit. To give you some kind of insight, to get your profit margin, you subtract your overhead expenses and your direct costs from your sales. You then divide that by your total revenue. Now, remember, guys, ultimately, profits is what makes your business valuable. But many small and large businesses take time to start generating a profit. So don't get discouraged or use your profit margin as an indicator of your business financial health day to day. It really will take some time, especially for small young businesses. So moving right along the cost of goods, COGs, also known as direct cost, and I mentioned direct cost a few times earlier as well, so hopefully things will start to make more and more sense as we go over these terms. Cost of goods refers to the total cost of labor and material required to provide the product or service your customer buys. Now, your direct costs may cost more as you start off because you'll have some one-time investments, and it still will increase by demand of your business and you gain clientele. Now, let's go into some two important terms we can't keep off the list, and that's assets and liabilities. I feel like you guys have some kind of idea, but again, my podcast is beginner friendly, so we can't talk about business terms and leave out assets and liabilities. Assets describe everything of value that your business owns and uses to operate. Now, that includes supplies, real estate, equipment, and of course, cash. And on the other hand, liabilities are debt that your business owes. So from monthly rental expenses, utility bills, to long-term loans and bonds, as a business owner and even in your personal life, like finance management in your personal life, the goal is to have assets, more assets than liabilities. Okay, so CapEx, which is capital expenditures, and this term refers to anything you buy for your business that will deliver value over a long period of time. And by a long period of time, I mean longer than a year. Many of your company assets fall under this category, such as your computers, your equipment, or your real estate. So separating these from your cost of goods is really important when you're trying to understand how your company can be profitable. Markup. Now, markup is used to describe how much you add to the direct cost of your product or service to cover additional expenses to make a profit. So again, an example, if your business sells t-shirts for, let's say $20 for the sake of keeping things easy, and a blank t-shirt plus the labor and the material to customize each one costs you $15. Your markup for that product is $5. Now, coming up on our last two terms on this list, I'm curious to know how many of you guys are familiar with these. Leave a voice message on my Anchor platform and give me some feedback and insight. Let's talk about burn rate. The term burn rate is how much money it takes for you to operate a business over a period of time, usually 30 days. I have to express how important it is to keep track of this amount for new businesses, because even with the strongest business budget and model, revenue doesn't always show up on time. And even the expenses you have tied to your business, they have to get paid regardless. So knowing your burn rate ensures that you have enough cash available to run your business. I honestly advise keeping enough cash to run your business on your burn rate for at least 6 months. Lastly, but definitely not least, let's talk about concentration strategy. Concentration describes how much of your revenue comes from a specific market or product. So for small businesses who have big clientele, this is an important term for you. Businesses that have a select handful of customers or partners that generate most of their revenue is considered overly concentrated, which is more risky because losing one customer could have a big effect on your earnings. Quick suggestion, guys, keep concentrations low and spread evenly across your customer base, and it will keep your business stable and balance your foundation. So, all right, guys, that's our 10 financial terms that every small business owner should know. As always, thank you guys for listening. Stay tuning in, and God bless.